Chapter 27, Mindfulness. Please review Chapter 19 on Mindfulness and Healing Power Revised, pages 277 to 299. This chapter discusses the tenets of mindfulness and a suggested practice technique. Following is a review of this material with some additional principles and techniques. Skillful pain management. Mindfulness training is now provided by most healthcare clinics and hospitals. Its ever-increasing popularity is the result of its effectiveness. It helps us manage our pain more skillfully. Here is how this works. Mindfulness reduces reactivity. There are two levels to our pain. One, the inevitable suffering of life that we cannot change. Two, our reaction to it, which is reversible. Mindfulness reduces this reactivity. When we practice mindfulness, we cultivate healing qualities, acceptance, stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity, love, compassion, understanding, even-mindedness, courage, strength, perseverance, and more. These qualities are water for the fire of reactivity. Three core skills. To practice mindfulness, we need three core skills: concentration, acceptance, and transformation. Number one, concentration. In a pure concentration exercise, we focus on a single point and return to that point when the mind wanders. We pay no attention to the content of our thoughts. Number two, acceptance. In a pure acceptance exercise, we see what is going on inside. We pay attention to thought content. We see what is there just as it is, but do not try to change it. We ride the pain waves without adding unnecessary reactivity. And number three, transformation. This is the same as acceptance with an additional step. We pay attention to thought content and do try to change it. We replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. We let the story unfold and spiritualize the story. We transform the story with healing qualities and wisdom pearls. With the practice of the following exercises, you will improve your powers of concentration, acceptance, and transformation. You will cultivate stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity, peace, even-mindedness, compassion, love, understanding, courage, strength, perseverance, and more. These qualities help us contain, reduce, or eliminate reactivity. And you will become a more skillful pain manager. You will control pain, so pain does not control you. Exercises number one, concentration. In mindlessness, the mind is unfocused, on automatic pilot, daydreaming, in a trance, hypnotized, floating. We like to float, but when floating becomes our habit, we are not in full consciousness. In mindfulness, the mind is focused. We train the mind to be where we want it to be. We focus on one thing at a time. When less prone to distraction, we are better able to work on our problems and accomplish tasks. We can increase the strength of our concentration muscle by practicing the following exercise. Improving our ability to concentrate helps us succeed in whatever we are doing. When you find yourself on the train of thought and you don't want to be on that train, focus on your breath. Breathe naturally or practice any breathing technique you wish. When the mind wanders, bring it back to the breath. As thoughts come by, gently return to your point of focus. Pay no attention to thought content. If the mind wanders 1,000 times, bring it back 1,000 times. Use the breath to center all day long. You can do this same exercise using a mantra, an affirmation, or a wisdom pearl in addition to the breath as your point of focus. Number two, acceptance. In a pure concentration exercise, we reduce our focus to a single point. When the mind wanders, we bring it back to that point of focus. We tell the mind, get back, stay here. We don't pay attention to content. In this acceptance exercise, we pay attention to content. Instead of reducing and focusing to a single point, we expand to include anything or everything in the outside world, our bodies, and inner being. We want to see what is there, but we don't try to change it. We accept what is happening outside and inside, even when we don't like it. We accept whatever is there, because it has to be there for that moment. We accept what we cannot change. We create a space for it. We leave everything just as it is, and detach, create space, reduce reactivity, and reduce importance. Our experience can be negative, positive, or do whatever it does. We just watch it all with calm detachment. We don't analyze, judge, or try to change anything. We just breathe, see what is going on in the movie, and observe how we react. With practice, we become increasingly attuned to what is going on inside. We see repetitive patterns of thought, feeling, and physical sensations. Most of these are long-term, powerful habits that have been around for years. By sitting with and feeling everything that comes up, the full range of physical, mental, and emotional discomfort, we get better at allowing things to be. When we get in touch with our reactions and learn how to ride the pain waves, we avoid unhealthy escapes and stay on task. When you are uncomfortable and find yourself running, resisting, fighting, and escaping, practice the following 7 steps. Stop, breathe, present moment, observe, accept, let go, act. Again, if you find yourself uncomfortable and find yourself running, resisting, fighting, and escaping, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and observe outer events and inner reactions. For the outer event, ask what's going on in the movie. And for your inner reaction, observe, I'm anxious, I'm angry, my mind is racing, my palms are sweaty, and so forth. Now, after you have observed what's going on outside and inside, accept both. Don't try to change or fix anything. Invite and welcome whatever thoughts, feelings, and sensations come up. Completely accept whatever is there. And the next step, let go. Know that there's a place inside that is always still, silent, spacious, and serene. With the breath as your centering device, bring in as much stillness as you can. Relax, detach, let go. Again, with the breath as your centering device, bring in as much stillness as you can, knowing that there is a place inside that is always still, silent, spacious, and serene. So you're moving from accepting whatever is there by creating a space for it. Moving into that space by relaxing, detaching, and letting go. And then the final step is act. Each of the preceding steps helps reduce reactivity and slow things down. You have created space and bought some time. Now, even if you are still suffering, you can respond to the world with peace and poise. In this exercise, we observe, accept, and let go. We observe the thought, accept the thought, and let the thought go. Content is not important. There are no good or bad thoughts, just thoughts. We welcome and invite them all while we remain calm and gentle with the self. It's definitely okay to have a moment of not liking what is there and then accept it. I don't like it, but it is here. I don't escape. I deal. This is skillful pain management through acceptance, a profound healing quality, one that we must cultivate to reduce and eliminate destructive reactivity. I'll repeat the central theme of this exercise. I may not like what's here, but it is here. I don't escape. I deal. Number 3, transformation. With acceptance, we let the story unfold just as it is. We observe, accept, and let go. This is profoundly helpful, but sometimes we need to look into the story and make some changes. This is akin to going to school. We study our painful problems and look for the lessons that always have to do with cultivating healing qualities. We get the lessons and qualities we need and move on. This is called letting the story unfold and spiritualizing the story. When you are uncomfortable and find yourself running, resisting, fighting, and escaping, stop, breathe, let the story unfold, and spiritualize the story. To let the story unfold, we must know that our pain story carries valuable information about our issues and problems. When you have extracted the necessary information, infuse the pain story with healing qualities. This is called spiritualizing the story. With this part of the exercise, you review the list of healing qualities and choose the ones that you need most for this part of your story. Most of the time, we need more love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, strength, courage, patience, kindness, and humor. We need these both for ourselves and others. When we cultivate and increase these qualities in response to our suffering, the qualities themselves will reduce and finally dissolve the pain story. For a more detailed review of this process, review Transformation of Emotion in Healing Power Revised, pages 345 to 357. Review School in Healing Power Revised, page 283 to 86. Review Surrender in Healing Power Revised, pages 152 to 154. And finally, you might review Transformation of Emotion in this workbook, pages 236 to 243. Exercise number 4, staying on or getting off the train of thought. In exercises 1 through 3, you reviewed concentration, acceptance, and transformation. This exercise will help you determine which of these to choose. Let's look at anxiety. There are lots of thoughts going on all of the time, feeding anxiety. Left alone, these thoughts fuel the anxiety and make it worse. Alternatively, we can learn how to contain, reduce, and eliminate anxiety. The exercise is as follows. When you become aware that you are on the anxiety train, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, decide if you want to get off the anxiety train or stay on it. Get off the train. If anxiety is an old habit that visits you all too often, if there are no new insights and nothing to learn, or if your ruminations are destructive, painful, and a waste of energy, then by all means, get off the train. Shift gears by practicing the concentration exercise above. As you recall, we pay no attention to thought content in this exercise. We just get off the train. Remember, focus on your pearl, your affirmation, or the breath. And when the mind wanders, just bring it back to your single point of focus. However, you may need to stay on the train. If you feel that there's something to learn from the anxiety, you may need to stay on the train. There may be hidden issues and problems you need to face. The anxiety train is painful, but it will take you through some territory that you need to explore. You may find yourself ruminating on the same thoughts, but this is okay because there will be new thoughts and insights that emerge amidst the old ones. If this is the case, choose the acceptance or transformation exercise described above. What trains have you been on? Is it time to get off, or do you need to take the ride? Exercise number 5, good mental health. The mind does its best work when it is calm, positive, focused, strong, and resilient. From this position, it can meet any problem, test, or lesson that life presents. It helps us achieve our goals, solve problems, shape meaning, manage our pain skillfully, and pursue happiness, success, harmony, and joy. This is the definition of good mental health described in this model. Unfortunately, the mind does not always work this well. It has a complex bag of tricks that create havoc in our lives. It is often negative, wrong, obsessive, restless, relentless, deceptive, and more. It has a life of its own. We try to control it, but it is slippery and seemingly unstoppable. Thoughts are like glasses. We see the world through them. They determine our reality even when they are wrong or destructive. You might review Healing Power Revised, pages 57 to 59. Despite all this, we seem to be in an unconditional love affair with the mind. We profoundly over-identify with it, no matter how much trouble it gives us. We consider our own thoughts, likes, and dislikes to be the final arbiter of truth. We let it dominate our consciousness even when it is hysterical or wrong. What to do? We have the power to detoxify our negative thoughts. We can take away their power and importance. We can reduce their electricity. We can create more space so they don't cause as much turbulence. When the mind is locked in one of its many negative habit patterns, we can bring it back to its power position, positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient. There are a number of ways we can do this. We can take off the negative glasses that distort our world and see the world through our new lenses, the healing qualities. We can do this by practicing mindfulness or any of the methods described in this work. Practice PMQ. In this case, the P is restless, negative, distorted thinking. We can then pick any one of the 15 methods to cultivate any one of the qualities. All of the methods in this work help us bring the mind back to its power position, calm, positive, focused, strong, and resilient. Exercise number 6, the present moment. The mind is busy telling stories about the past and future. We can't change the past or reach into the future. We can learn from the past and plan for the future. But most of us spend way too much time ruminating on past regrets and future worries and not enough time in the present. The more we stay in the here and now, the less stress we have. Mindfulness helps us stay in the present, where we have power and leverage through choice and attention. We can choose what we pay attention to. When we place our needle of attention on healing affirmations, we reduce reactivity and create healing vibrations for ourselves and others. When you find your mind wandering into the past or future, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and practice one or a combination of the following affirmations. The current moment is the only one I have. The most important moment is now. The most important person is the one I'm with right now. The most important thing I'm doing is what I'm doing right now. The best way to prepare for the future is to be totally present now. Now is the moment that never ends. My life is one continuous sacred ritual. Exercise number 7. Do not let pain define you. It's one thing to have pain. It's another thing to let that pain define us, grab us by the throat, and keep us down. Healing qualities can help us with this problem. We have unlimited access to a bank of healing qualities. We can use these qualities to help us work through and rise above our pain. When pain comes in, takes over, and dominates your consciousness, stop, breathe, get in the present moment. Review the list of 100 healing qualities on page 79 of this workbook. Choose a quality you need for the condition at hand. Remember, healing qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. Kindness dissolves cruelty. Love burns up hate. Courage defeats fear. Even-mindedness counters agitation. Hope replaces despair. Gentleness dissolves shame. Choose any painful problem, match it with the quality you need, and go to work. Affirm your quality, visualize it, feel it, let it permeate your thoughts and speech. And let that quality guide your choices and actions. Exercise number 8, the true self. This exercise is designed to help you remember you are not your pain. Your true self is a composite of 100 healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. When you decide your mind is giving you trouble and you want to shift gears, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and remember, thoughts are just thoughts. They are not facts, reality, or the true self. They are passing mental events. They have a beginning, middle, and end. They arise, pass through our consciousness, and dissolve. The true self, on the other hand, is the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Affirm, I have an army of 100 healing qualities. This is my true self. I am still, silent, spacious, and serene. I am peace, love, compassion, kindness, understanding, courage, and strength. Affirm the qualities of your choice. These are your new lenses. When negative thoughts return, breathe and affirm your quality. With practice, healing qualities slowly contain, reduce, and eliminate negative restless thoughts. The mind returns to its power position of peace and poise. Then you can enjoy the show and be ready for the next series of classes and tests, all of which will slowly convince you that the true self is, in fact, the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Exercise number 9, the witness. The witness is also known as the higher self, true self, or soul. It is the place inside that does not react. It is always calm, no matter what the world or body does. The witness is a powerful antidote to unnecessary reactivity. Observe the events of your life and your reactions to these events. The thoughts, feelings, sensations, fantasies, judgment, likes, dislikes, and more. When you see that you are overreacting, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and affirm stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. Let these qualities surround, embrace, permeate, and saturate your problem. Notice the reduction in reactivity and restoration of peace. Exercise number 10, Riding the Pain Wave. See the illustration on page 106 of this workbook. We want unlimited peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom, more time, and no pain. But this is not to be. In ordinary consciousness, we are subject to a host of uncomfortable thoughts, feelings, desires, and bodily sensations that will not quit. When we try to resist or escape these painful feelings, we make things worse. We create unnecessary reactivity that adds a great deal of suffering to the inevitable suffering of life. As Jon Kabat-Zinn said, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. To manage our pain skillfully, we need to learn how to ride the pain waves without the add-ons of racing thoughts, highly reactive emotions, excessive material desires leading to attachments and bad habits, hyperactivity, and egotism. Practice the following technique. It still hurts, but this way we get the best possible ride. When you feel discomfort of any kind, stop, breathe, get in the present moment. Observe the pain wave as it emerges. Imagine yourself on a board surfing that wave. Allow the wave to emerge just as it is. It is often our resistance to giving the wave some time and space that gives it even more power. Stay with the wave as it grows. It has a life of its own. Ride it wherever it goes. It may grow, reach a peak, and dissolve quickly, or it may stick around for some time. We cannot control this, but we can steady ourselves on the board with breathwork, healing qualities, and our favorite wisdom pearls. To stay balanced on the board, breathe and affirm the healing quality or wisdom pearl of your choice. Stay with the wave no matter the size, shape, or duration. When the mind races, return your focus to your breath, quality, or pearl. When your emotions intensify, return your focus to your breath, quality, or pearl. When desires emerge and prompt you to an escape pattern that will ultimately cause more suffering, intend not to act, breathe, and focus on your pearl or healing quality. When any uncomfortable thoughts, feelings, desires, or sensations emerge, be aware. Don't judge. Be kind and gentle with yourself, and return your focus to your breath, quality, and pearl. Observe your moment-to-moment experience. Stay with it. The process may be painful, but what you're doing is very important. You are getting comfortable with a wider range of experiences. Don't latch on to a particular idea, emotion, desire, or sensation. Just watch what comes and watch what goes. Breathe, observe, accept, and let go. Breathe, observe, accept, and let go. If you fall off the board, get back on. Persevere. Keep on keeping on. This may be your time for the heavy lifting curricula sometimes assigned against our will in the university of life. Remember, effort is progress, even if you can't feel it. The qualities are growing beneath the surface waves of pain. Eventually, the qualities will be big enough to contain, reduce, or eliminate your pain, and most certainly will guide you through any pain that remains. Exercise number 11, love is skillful pain management. When love, compassion, understanding, kindness, courage, strength, perseverance, patience, and forgiveness are in control of our consciousness, we do not overreact. We remain even-minded and calm, even in the face of distress or pain. This is skillful pain management. Love and associated healing qualities are in charge. We are either in love or something else. Something else is a large variety of negatives: anger, judgment, impatience, irritability, fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt, to name a few. These unnecessary reactions plague us all. Love and skillful pain management are the same thing. When you are in pain, mindfully ask yourself, am I managing this pain skillfully or unskillfully? This is the same thing as asking, am I in love or something else? If you are managing your pain skillfully, the healing qualities or love is in charge. You are in the presence of God or acting mindfully. When you notice you are managing your pain unskillfully, all you have to do is pick the quality that you need most at the moment and begin breathing and affirming in that direction. Love and skillful pain management are the same thing. Choose love. Exercise number 12, the ocean and the wave. We can use the ocean and its waves as a metaphor for life and convert this into a mindfulness exercise. The ocean is the infinite source of all things. It is vast, deep, calm, never-ending, and still. Waves are people, activities, events, and things. Waves have a beginning, middle, and end. They come from, exist within, and then return to the ocean. We are the waves. We belong to the ocean. Most of us focus exclusively on the waves. They command all of our attention. They determine our reality and our identity. Here are a few examples. We are fascinated and seduced by the drama. Our relationships, work, school, training, hobbies, recreation, worries, economic security, and more. We have powerful reactions to the show. Our restless minds, overwhelming emotions, and excessive material desires lead to attachments and bad habits. Most of us are hyperactivity junkies, busy from the time we get up in the morning until we go to sleep. Our bodies give us trouble and take up a lot of our attention. Our egos ramp up and create unnecessary self-importance and reactivity. And we are unduly concerned with our place in the drama. When we focus on such surface waves to the exclusion of the ocean below, we feel insecure and anxious. Everything on the surface of the ocean is changing, and some of these changes are threatening and painful. We have little to no awareness of the ocean underneath the waves. This exercise is designed to help us shift our identity from an isolated wave to a wave connected to the ocean. The result is an ever-increasing sense of peace. In the end, when the wave merges with the ocean, we feel the changeless peace of the vast ocean below. When you feel threatened, anxious, or any discomfort, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, think ocean and wave. Notice the waves are in a state of perpetual flux. They can be tiny, small, medium, large, or huge, and they encompass all of the possibilities of this life. Good and evil, pleasure and pain, success and failure, health and disease, praise and blame, wealth and poverty, love and hate, life and death. The goal is to ride whatever waves show up without adding unnecessary reactivity. Stillness is the antidote to reactivity. The ocean has an unlimited supply of this stillness. It's waiting to be tapped, and it's free of cost. Begin your practice of identifying more with the ocean than the wave. Affirm stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. No matter the size or shape of the wave, bring in as much stillness as you can. When a big wave comes in and gets a hold of you, gently label it and work your way back into the deep, unchanging oceanic peace just underneath the wave. If an old, familiar, unpleasant wave returns, simply notice its arrival and don't get excited. The goal is to slowly identify more with the ocean than with the wave. Affirm, I am one with the ocean, deep, vast, still, and quiet. With long-term practice, as your identity shifts from wave to ocean, you will experience the same waves, but they will have less power. You will react less. The waves will come and go, and you will have room for it all, because your true identity is still, vast, deep, and quiet. Exercise number 13, One Continuous Sacred Ritual. In mindfulness training, we learn to pay attention to one thing at a time. But what do we pay attention to? There are unlimited options. Where we place our needle of attention is monumentally important. We view the mindfulness technique described in Healing Power Revised, pages 280 to 292. This technique offers 7 options we can use to focus our attention: witness, school, entertainment, service, warrior, ritual, and other. One Continuous Sacred Ritual. The witness remains even-minded under all conditions. School. When difficult or painful, life is school. We enter the pain and extract the necessary lessons. Entertainment. When life is entertaining, it's like a movie. We enjoy the show. Service. In service to others, we feel peace and joy. Warrior. The warrior finds courage in the face of fear and gets ready for anything. Ritual. The ritual transforms the ordinary and mundane to magical miracles everywhere. And other. You can choose any frame, healing quality, or wisdom pearl. Be creative. When we bring the unruly mind under control through mindfulness, we gain access to the calm witness, the student in school, the actor in the movie, the servant of humanity, the warrior who is ready for anything, and the magical ritual, The key is to mindfully choose the right frame at the right time. This is not easy. We want to stay in the witness, service, ritual, and entertainment because these are the most fun. They bring peace, love, magic, and joy. But sometimes we need to be in school. Without school, which is what most people try to avoid, we lose the full, comprehensive, and deep healing power of mindfulness. We can get our lives back at any moment, but we must accept what shows up. Mindfulness teaches us to be in the moment, but we don't want to be in the moment if it hurts. When you feel yourself running, avoiding, or escaping, calm the mind down and face the difficult problem, pain, or conflict. The key is to accept pain as the guest teacher. If we do this, we can avoid the pitfalls of unnecessary worry, fear, insecurity, fury, and fantasy, all of which come in to steal the moments. Breathe, get calm and centered, have fun, enjoy the show, help others, and observe magical miracles everywhere. When pain shows up, go to school. Don't play hooky. Ride the pain waves. Get the lessons and move on to another frame. When we get the frame right, life becomes one continuous sacred ritual, offering up its knowledge and lessons, entertainment and joy, and opportunities to love and serve. Number 14, mindful school. Life is school. There are classes, teachers, subjects, and tests. Do you know that life is school? Do you know what class you're in? Do you know the subject? Do you know the teacher? Have you been in this class before? Have you figured out the lessons you need to learn? Perhaps you know you are in school, but you think you are more advanced than you are. If this is the case, the principal of the university school of life will make the adjustment for you. The right classes, teachers, and subjects will make themselves known to you. Perhaps you know you are in school, but you sell yourself short by signing up for classes you've already mastered. That same principle will guide you to the proper curricula. Perhaps you know you're in school and you accept your classes, subjects, and teachers, do the homework, pass the test, and move on. Keep up the good work. Number 15, mindful service. Gentle, compassionate service to all humanity is the natural consequence of the sustained practice of mindfulness. Perform all acts with loving kindness. Remember, the one you are with is the most important person in the world. Make your ears so big they touch the ground. Listen, listen, listen with your elephant ears. Support and validate. Don't be so quick to give advice. Clarify and summarize. Don't try to fix. Anonymous, loving, humble service to others without attachment to outcome. Such an act is sacred. Connect with people, help them, and let them go. Anonymous, loving, humble service to others without attachment to outcome. Such an act is sacred. Connect with people, help them, and let them go. Exercise number 16, edit the tapes. Look back at a scene in your life that you'd like to replay if you could. Now, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, reframe. The reframe would be looking back at the tape and playing that scene over in the way that you would play it if you had the chance to do it again. You can ask yourself how things would have evolved had you played the scene the way you would play it now. And you can ask yourself how others and you would have benefited if you could replay that scene in the way that you'd replay it now. To help with this exercise, review the list of 100 healing qualities on page 79. Which quality or qualities would help you replay that scene the way you want to? Practice your quality now and into the future. Exercise number 17. Which wolf are you feeding? An old Cherokee Indian was speaking to his grandson. A fight is going on inside of me, he said to the boy. It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside of you and inside of every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a long minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." Are you mindful of the battle between the two wolves going on inside of you from moment to moment? Which wolf have you been feeding? When you become aware that you are feeding the bad wolf, stop. Breathe. Get in the present moment. Choose the good wolf, love, a composite of 100 healing qualities. Often, our only place of power in the story is love. When we get this, we are really moving along. Number 18, apply mindfulness to everything. We can apply mindfulness to the simple things of daily life. Mindful actions include talking, listening, shopping, cooking, cleaning, walking, chores, playing, working, parenting, eating, showering, driving, any activity, all tasks, all people, everything and anything. There is no limit to where you can apply mindfulness. When the mind wanders or goes on automatic pilot, stop, breathe, get in the present moment. Focus on something positive in the outer world, in your body, or in your inner being. Focus on what you are doing. Focus where you wish. An advanced mindfulness specialist like Rumi uses the entire universe as his palette. You can do this too. Be creative. Don't miss the magic in the mundane. It's there. Every moment is a sacred moment, every place a sacred place. Affirm one continuous sacred ritual. One continuous sacred ritual. See Healing Power Revised, pages 288 through 290. Points to remember. You don't have to change your belief system to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is independent of belief systems, religion, theology, or deity. It is attention training. We learn how to place the mind where we want it to be. We can apply mindfulness to any activity, mindful eating, mindful speaking, mindful listening, and more. Life is a string of unlimited opportunities to practice mindfulness. Everything matters, every moment. every level, every detail. We are afraid of suffering, disease, disability, the unknown, and death. This mental distress slows down the healing process and makes our pain worse. With mindfulness, we don't escape from the pain. We face pain just as it is without reacting. When we react less, we suffer less. We slow down and relax. We stay in charge. We get our lives back. Pain is both physical and psychological. All pain is experienced in the mind and can therefore be modulated by the mind. The mind often expands and magnifies the pain. With mindfulness, we contain and reduce the pain. We break the locked-in, automatic, rapid response between a stressful event and high emotional reactivity. We step back from our thoughts and feelings so they don't trap us or sweep us away. We create space. We go to the calm center within, a place of absolute stillness, no matter the drama of the world or the troubles of the body. This is called the witness. The witness is always still, silent, serene, and spacious. It is packed with healing power and healing qualities. With mindfulness, we see things just as they are. We bring our complete attention to our experience in the present moment. We accept. We don't judge. When we practice mindfulness, we recognize thoughts and feelings as mental events rather than aspects of the self or a reflection of reality. This changes our relationship to thoughts and feelings rather than changing the content or meaning. The ultimate goal of mindfulness is love. We are either in love or something negative. When negative, shift gears back to love. Everything in this model moves in that direction. Enter anywhere. It's all taking you to the same place, the love field.